It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary, and he has brought along, I'm going to call him an archer extraordinaire, Hunter Cowley. We're going to talk to him here in just a moment. You know, we wrapped up the archery season with Western Nationals about 2 weeks ago. Was it 2 weeks ago, Mr. Palmer?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago. Hunter did pretty well, you know, and it sounds like he's got a track record of doing pretty well, and we'll get to know Hunter here in just a moment. Mr. Palmer, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So you're getting close. We're wrapping it up. What do we got, another 2 weeks?
We are 2 weeks from tomorrow, so we've got 11 days of school left.
11 days.
And yes, I'm counting.
I was going to say, how many hours is that? How many minutes?
I don't know, but if you drive by our marquee, it actually will tell you.
It starts counting it down. So you guys are getting ready, and of course, we always talk. That's the one thing we talk about, too, is the fact that the kids feel it. When do the kids start to feel it? Let's put it that way.
I think once testing wraps up, it gets really bad. So our fifth grade's taking their last test this week. They still have the math RISE test to take. And then once that's over, it really is real, especially for those fifth grade. They're ready to go on, and it gets...
Right, and I'm sure you guys have, you know, have you started the round of, like, okay, we've got this field trip coming up, or this grade's going here, or this grade's going there. Have you started those yet? Or
oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably at the beginning of May. It seems like someone's gone from the building every day. I mean, it's a little crazy, but sometimes it's nice to have a whole grade missing. So
well, and then all in all, how has this year been
there? It's really been good. The kids have really performed well. We've had a good year. I really love these fifth graders. They are great kids, and so they've set good examples to those around them. We'll miss them, but it's been a good year. We just finished up reading, and we've grown, and we're probably going to hit about 64%, and last year we were 62, so we're pleased with that, and things are going well.
Always. So you're testing what you've done previously, of course. What you just did, you won't have necessarily some results for, but what you've done previously, everybody's testing well. Everything's going pretty good down there.
Yeah, it's going well.
All right. Before we get to talk to Hunter, is there anything that you guys are working towards or going to switch up or kind of moving on to next year? Because, you know, school starts in 3 months.
So we've worked really hard with... this year, our focus has been building connections with kids, and we're going to continue that, but also focusing on trying to help kids to leave behind whatever what's going on in their life. When they walk in that door, we want them to know that they can leave behind these other issues and just come to school, and that's going to be a lot of what we're working on through the summers to be ready to do that and provide just a good experience for kids.
Very, very good. Now, I am going to let you introduce Mr. Hunter here, because I lost track of how many accolades this kid has won in the last couple of years. So let's talk about him.
All right. So we just wrapped up our archery season, and so they went to Western Nationals, as we said, a couple weeks ago, and a few weeks before that, state. And so Hunter is a 2-time state champion in the elementary division, and he also was the individual champion at Western Nationals for elementary boys, probably all of elementary. I think he was fifth or sixth of all of them. I mean, any age, he did quite amazing. Out of 300, I think he shot a 294.
292
out of 300, which is incredible. But you can let him tell you more about it. He's an awesome kid, a fifth grader at our school, and just incredible.
All right, Hunter, how are you this morning?
Good.
So let's talk about, I always am just amazed how many kids in our area get behind and just are enjoying and part of this big archery movement that's been going on for probably maybe the last 4 or 5 years. Am I close on that, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Palmer?
Yeah.
Does that sound about right? So let's talk about what drew you to archery.
I just love hunting so much, and we hunt all the time. So when I had the chance to actually shoot bows at school, I wanted to do it.
And you're pretty good at it, sounds like, to me.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you've accomplished in the last, well, the last 2 years. He said you're a two-time state champ, correct?
Correct.
And then keep going from there. Keep telling us all about you.
So in nationals last year, I got first for elementary. And then after that, we went to Worlds in Louisville, Kentucky, which was in June. And I got fourth for fourth grade. And then this year, I won state for elementary. And then at nationals, I got first for elementary and first for, I think, 3D. First for 3D.
And I heard you got a first in Bullseye and a first in 3D.
Yes.
Crazy. So let's talk about when you win these things, what do you get?
So when you win these things, you get, if you win, like, overall boys, which I did last year, I'm pretty sure that you get a scholarship and a bow and I think a medal and a target.
So how many bows have you won?
Three.
So you've got quite a compilation there, a collection of bows that you take.
Yes.
Now, do you take them with you? Do you use them in competition, or are they different bows?
I don't use them in competition. You can, but I want to use my one that I started with.
I was going to say, you got one that you trust?
Yeah.
And that's the one you want to roll with. Yeah. All right, now that...
The one you won at Western Nationals was gold or something, right?
Yeah, this year it was gold.
Oh, wow. So you had mentioned something about Worlds last year. Do you get to go to Worlds this year?
Yes.
And where are they at, and when is it?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on June 8th.
So you're going to be going to South Carolina?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun?
Yeah.
So what, you know, I understand that when in talking to other kids in the district that do archery, what about you is the most appealing? What about it do you like the most? Because... You know, while archery is a pretty, it's a solo sport, you're still on a team, right?
Right.
So what aspect of that do you like the most? Do you like being able to just be responsible for yourself, or do you like helping out the team, or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both, because just going up there and able to just relax and shoot is lots of fun, and be able to, like, the excitement of you pounding everything into the center is just, like, super exciting. But I also like it where I can help other people drive to be better and get better in order to do the exact same thing.
All right, I got
to
ask one question that's completely off the wall because it just sounds like fun. Do you know what it means to Robin Hood a bow? An arrow?
Yes.
Have you ever done it?
I don't think so. I've gone close.
You gotten close? Mm-hmm. All right, I want to see video when that happens.
Okay.
Because I think that would be really, really neat.
Okay.
All right. And all you right. You're in fifth grade, so you're moving on next year. Mont Harmon?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready to take your winning ways there and help the Pirates next year?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that, too, and being on another team? But, you know, a lot of the kids that you are in archery with now will probably go with you, and you'll know them. But you're ready to move on to another school and be ready?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Hunter, you know what? You're all right in my book. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep winning these archery things, and whenever you want to come in and talk about you winning them, you give me a call and come on in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Palmer and Hunter, guess what? We're done. That's it for us for this year. It won't be long. We'll be talking again about a new school year.
Yes, we will.
So, Mr. Palmer, thank you so much for coming in throughout the year, taking the time out, and letting everybody know about all the things that are going on down there at Creekview. Oh, we appreciate you.
Thanks for caring about what's going on in the schools.
No worries. That's what we're here for. All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.